You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, on Friday concluded India had a high level of technical compliance with its standards to counter money laundering and terror financing and said New Delhi's mechanisms for this are achieving good results. The multilateral financial watchdog unveiled its conclusions at its plenary meeting in Singapore following a year-long process, during which an FATF team visited New Delhi for on-site evaluation of India's measures and met senior officials. The Congress-led India bloc and the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance came at loggerheads with each other in the parliament on Friday over the former's insistence on holding a debate on the ragging NEET row after suspending all other legislative businesses. Amid ruckus by the opposition over their demand, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till Monday. Congress MP Dipender Hooda, meanwhile, claimed the ruckus erupted after leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi's mic was switched off. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan on Friday said that the central government is ready for discussion on the NEET paper leak issue, provided the discussions are done while maintaining the decorum of the parliament. Speaking to media persons at the parliament, Pradhan said, the government wants to assure the students and people of the country that strict action is being taken. Everyone involved in the scam will be punished. The CBI has taken charge of this. Pakistan legend Shoaib Akhtar was left speechless by Rohit Sharma's impact in India's T20 World Cup campaign and also made a huge 2023 World Cup claim. I was always in favor of India winning the tournament. I was hurt last year when India could not win the World Cup as they should not have lost it because they deserved to win, he said. Ishq Vishk Rebound failed to touch a chord with the audience after it released in theaters last week. The film, which revolves around four friends and their complicated love lives, marked the first lead part for Rohit Saraf. In a new interview with News 18, Rohit has now remarked at the poor box office performance and said that he can only control what lies within his power and that he is still happy that so many fans praised his work in the film.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.